And now to New York, where Governor Andrew Cuomo's resignation is still being taken in. A New York Attorney General report concluded Cuomo sexually harassed many women. Yesterday, Cuomo said he apologized if he offended those women, but felt he never crossed a line with anyone and didn't realize the extent to which the line had been redrawn. Then the surprise announcement that he would be stepping down in 2 weeks. His legal challenges are ongoing. He could still face criminal charges or civil lawsuits from women who accused him of sexual misconduct. Deborah Katz is the attorney representing Charlotte Bennett, a former executive assistant to the governor who accused him of making inappropriate comments. Deborah, your reaction first to this resignation.
There is a sense of tremendous relief that he finally stepped down. He had no other moves, and his daily gaslighting and saying he did nothing wrong has been very exhausting for the women who he abused, and yesterday was a very important day of reckoning. It has been a long time in coming. The governor engaged in this kind of inappropriate sexual harassment for years and years, normalized it in the workplace, and women got used to working in a highly sexually hostile work environment. So yesterday was proof that when women come together and stick their necks out, despite tremendous fear, significant changes can take place as it did yesterday.
Well, I want to be clear. Your client, again, former top aide to Cuomo, Charlotte Bennett, was one of the first women to come forward. She, as we said, accused the governor of making inappropriate comments. And according to reporting, including I'm reading from ABC, she reported their interactions to higher-ups in the governor's office. The state attorney general's report says her concerns weren't raised to the state agency that was tasked with conducting harassment investigations, and then she was moved to a different position where she wouldn't need to interact with the governor. Was that a part of the concern that women like her were just kind of moved around?
Yes, the governor surrounded himself with enablers who were quite aware of his behavior. My client reported not just inappropriate comments. She reported that the governor made unwelcome sexual advances. He's 63 years old. She's 25. He was complaining that he was lonely. He needed hugs. He needed to be touched. And he said he was comfortable dating anybody over 22. It was very clear to her he was coming on to her. And that's what she reported immediately. And the top lawyers and his chief of staff had a legal duty under New York law to refer the matter for further investigation, and instead they buried it. Mm-hmm. And we see this again and again in this case, that Cuomo's people did not investigate. And had they done that, maybe other women would not have been sexually harassed. The governor was just allowed to do this with impunity.
How do you, you know, pursue any actions there? I mean, do you think that there are other people within Cuomo's circle who need to be addressed legally? And are you considering any criminal charges or lawsuits?
We are not considering criminal charges. The governor's top aides, who were also have found to have failed to meet their legal duties, have also resigned. There are one or two still left. But I think the bottom line is, now that we have transparency, there will be full accountability. These people should not have the jobs that they were entrusted with, and I don't think that they will much longer. As for civil cases, I think that a number of the complainants are considering their options because there has been a finding that they were subjected to sexual harassment and a sexually hostile work environment. In fact, not only the complainants who came forward, but every woman who worked in the executive office. So he is facing serious ramifications in an ongoing way.
What do you say to the people who say, as Andrew Cuomo said, this is a cultural thing. I'm an older man. I'm Italian. I touch people. I kiss. Look, all these pictures of me kissing. I kiss men. I kiss women. I touch on the arm. I reassure. I'm physical. That's what this was.
The governor has lodged the most pathetic defense imaginable. The governor is my age. We went to law school the same time. This is not a generational problem. He is very well aware of his legal obligations because when he signed this very law that he violated, he talked explicitly about the indignities that women have faced putting up with the very behavior that he engaged in. This is not a generational problem. He does not get a pass because he's Italian. There are no cultural exceptions in what the law clearly requires. The law prohibits unwelcome requests for sex, touching, sexualized jokes in the workplace, sexist come-ons, and he did all of that.
Deborah Katz, attorney representing Charlotte Bennett, a former executive assistant to Governor Andrew Cuomo, who accused him of sexual harassment. Deborah, thank you.
Thank you very much.